Hello, innovators, disruptors, and builders of tomorrow. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. I'm your host, Tim Kortinovas, and if you're tuning in today, you already know. It's not the future knocking on our door, it's the present kicking it down. This week, we're going way beyond AI writes your sales emails. We're staring at the next inflection point, autonomous systems, not just helping revenue teams, but owning and governing revenue execution. Let's start with a truth bomb. If your AI initiative is about bolting chatbots onto your CRM, you're already getting lapped. The real competition isn't who has the coolest toolset, it's who gets to control how autonomous revenue work actually happens. The leaders right now, the bold chief revenue officers, RevOps architects, and forward-thinking CMOs, aren't focused on tech stacks. They're seizing control of their entire autonomous execution layer. What's changed? Agents aren't just scoring leads or blasting out emails. They're starting to decide, sequence, and complete full revenue motions using feedback loops that look less like software support and a lot more like actual management. The playing field isn't tool adoption anymore. It's about who translates their operating model into policies, defines boundaries, and keeps a tight grip on objective setting for these agents. And that shift, it matters right now. Because if you're stuck in the add an agent, hope for lift mindset, you're unwittingly setting yourself up to fight last decade's battle. The advantage is moving upstream, from features to control, from UI hacks to governed autonomous throughput. Here's a signal you can't ignore. As agents intermediate more and more of buyer discovery and vendor selection, your brand isn't just for people anymore, it's for machines. Revenue visibility is shifting from share of mind to share of machine-readable credibility. That means your brand, your product proof, your customer evidence, they're not just stories, they're data points for machines ranking, recommending, and shortlisting you. This week, mainstream coverage hammered this home. Companies relying on vague positioning or creative-only branding are about to become invisible to agent-led demand. So, who wins here? Teams who fuse product marketing, enablement, and RevOps into a single source of commercial truth. It's the ones who can verify their claims, structure their product taxonomy, and provide machine-readable, evidence-backed outcomes. The losers. Anyone still thinking brand is a glossy PDF or website fluff? If a machine can't parse it, you're out of the convo before a human even knows you exist. Now let's zoom out to marketing ops. We're seeing agents go from write this asset to run the playbook, planning, sequencing, cross-channel orchestration. It's less about writing copy, more about orchestrating experiments and audience journeys. The interface between marketing and sales is already mutating. Handoffs aren't batch-based anymore, they're state-based. When signals hit the right threshold, an agent doesn't kick a lead over, they deliver an account narrative complete with evidence trails and next best actions, ready for the human to move at light speed. Who's positioned to win? CMOs and RevOps leaders who can standardize events, definitions, and attribution logic, turning marketing operations into the command center for agent governance. If your life cycle stages are still political, if your demand gen is about campaign volume instead of signal precision, you're about to get left behind. And if you think this is all just cool marketing tech, think again. We're watching e-commerce agents do everything from search and evaluation to negotiation and reordering on behalf of buyers. B2B isn't safe. As buying gets increasingly agent-mediated, persuasion fades and verification takes over. Companies with frictionless fulfillment, clear pricing, well-defined security postures, they win. If your pipeline depends on ambiguity, custom pricing without rationale or unclear offers, agent buyers are going to punish you. Hard, but there's a new risk emerging, and it's big: shadow autonomy. Agent stores and a flood of new specialized agents make it almost too easy for teams to launch their own. If you're not careful, You end up with marketing agents, sales agents, CS agents, each running their playbook, each enforcing their own truths, without a single execution layer and unified governance. Chaos, inconsistent outreach, and compliance nightmares are just around the corner. RevOps, the spotlight's yours, because autonomy sprawl is no longer an IT problem. It's a revenue risk and an operating model imperative. Now, what does this mean for your org chart? Systems leadership is about to get real. We're going to see new seats of power, heads of agentic ops, commercial system architects, and RevOps with explicit mandates over autonomous execution. The old boundaries, marketing generates, sales closes, CS retains, are already dissolving. If your SDRs and AEs are still running playbooks from 2022, you're overdue for a rethink. SDR work shifts to exception handling. AEs stop pushing deals and focus on high stakes negotiation, because believe me, your routine is about to be automated out from under you. And accountability, it gets policy based. No more "the tool did it." If agents are touching your pipeline, you need clear rules. Who approves policies? Who sets objectives? Who reviews outcomes and what the escalation paths look like? Agent performance reviews aren't sci-fi, they're your new normal. So what should you actually do this week? If I were a CRO right now, I'd run a 30-day autonomous pipeline cell, pick a segment, build a cross-functional pod, put strict governance around an agentic system, and run business reviews like that agent is just another rep on your team. You're not looking for email volume. You're proving you can govern, track, and improve autonomous execution at scale while building trust with your board, security, and brand teams. Remember, agentic revenue isn't a tooling cycle, it's a control problem and it's a strategy problem. Winners translate vision into executable policies, govern outcomes, and never lose trust or commercial clarity. As agents mediate both selling and buying, your brand becomes operational data and RevOps becomes the governor of commercial truth. Thanks for listening to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast. If you want to see who's really going to win in this new era, don't look at the features. Look at who controls the systems. Until next time, this is Tim Cortinovis. Keep leading, keep governing, and keep your eyes on the autonomy horizon.